Offside.
Po Iranu še Libanon. Libanonska vlada z njenim predsednikom Nawafom Salamom na čelu je v začetku tedna prepovedala vojaško delovanje antisionističnega gibanja Hezbolah. Salam je odločitev vlade utemeljil, češ da je izvajanje vojaških operacij v domeni države. Vladi poleg takojšnje prepovedi vseh varnostnih in vojaških dejavnosti gibanja od borcev Hezbolaha zahteva tudi predajo orožja. Antisionistično gibanje je na prepoved odgovorilo tako, da je dan kasneje sprožilo napad na izraelsko letalsko bazo Ramat David, ki se nahaja 20 km jugovzhodno od Hajfe v severnem delu sionistične tvorbe. Hezbolah je prav tako izstrelil rakete proti mestoma Tel Aviv in Hajfa. Izraelska agresorska vojska je sprožila kopensko invazijo in udrla v mesto Hijam na jugu Libanona, prav tako pa nadaljuje z bombardiranjem prestolnice Bejrut. S tem je sionistična tvorba ponovno zaostrila svoje napade na Libanon, ki jih je sicer kljub mirovnemu dogovoru s Hezbolahom oktobra 2024 redno izvajala. Zakaj se je libanonska vlada odločila prepovedati vojaške akcije Hezbolaha, pojasni zgodovinar in profesor azijskih in bližnjevzhodnih študij na Univerzi v Štokholmu, Isa Blumi.
Well, unfortunately, it was coordinated. Joseph Aoun, who was hand-selected by the United States, who has regularly intervened on behalf of Israel's interests in the region, imposed this generation of political actors in Lebanon to by way of threatening the viability of the Lebanese state, that there would be consequences if this measure would not be taken. It's been long a target to somehow disarm the Lebanese population from defending itself from a long history of Israeli expansionism at the expense of neighboring states. And it's only because this organization that emerges in the mid-1980s, Hezbollah, that Lebanon still exists, at least in the southern territories that had been long targeted again by Israeli, let's say, promoters of expanding Israeli borders to control waterways, to control offshore oil and gas fields, which are under contention, and more importantly, protecting the Golan Heights and access to Damascus, which is very much coordinated. What happened in Syria over the last year is very much coordinated to what is now being demanded of Lebanon to surrender large parts of its southern territories to an expansive Israeli state.
Vse od začetka izraelskega genocidnega pohoda v Gazi Hezbolah igra ključno vlogo znotraj osi odpora in podpori palestincem. Leta 2024 sta Hezbolah in Izrael ob posredovanju ZDA podpisala sporazum o prekinitvi ognja, kar je ustavilo ofenzivo antisionističnega gibanja. Dogovor je določil umik izraelske vojske iz Libanona ter umik Hezbolaha severno od reke Litani. Sporazum je Izrael neprestano kršil z napadi na kritično libanonsko infrastrukturo ter zlasti na vasi na jugu. Prav tako se sionistična vojska nikoli ni popolnoma umaknila z libanonskega ozemlja. Več sogovornik.
There was supposedly a ceasefire when Israel was desperate to stop the very successful military campaign that Hezbollah had launched in 2024 to try to address not only Israeli aggression, the disaster that was unfolding in Syria, but also the events in Gaza. And the Americans brokered that with, again, a lot of pressure. Hezbollah agreed, and we just saw every day the ceasefire actually being broken by Israeli violence, bombing, blowing up of villages, destroying infrastructure, setting up new, expanding into territories, Lebanese territory. So Hezbollah has been, in many ways, criticized for allowing this kind of piecemeal aggression that has depleted Hezbollah's capacities, that has just murdered its leadership, right? Not only Nasrallah, who was murdered in southern Beirut at some point last year, or 2 years ago now already, but also many commanders have been piecemeal assassinated, murdered on the streets of Lebanon over the last two or three years. So we know that Hezbollah said that they had intelligence that Israel was going to attack southern Lebanon, so they made a preemptive strike that took out certain units that were making the plans. Israel has acknowledged that, in fact, they were intending to take military action to expand its sphere of control of southern Lebanon.
Hezbollah je, kot pojasnjuje Blumi, v mnogih aspektih prevzel naloge državne vojske, ki je oslabljena in se ni pripravljena zoperstaviti sionistom.
This will be, again, leads to conflict, armed conflict. Now, Hezbollah has long resisted these efforts to take arms away from them. They said that we will be happy to surrender our role in defending our Lebanese territories once there is actually a viable Lebanese military willing to take that role on. And again, many Lebanese across many different ways of dividing up Lebanese society agree that there's something fundamentally wrong with Lebanon's political elite selected by the American embassy and promoted by the EU and others, who continuously surrender that important role of a sovereign state to be able to defend its citizens, the property of its citizens, and more importantly, defend it from annexation or attempts to annex its beautiful southern territories, which is what is at stake here. So we're going to have armed conflicts, I'm afraid, and that's likely going to lead to external actors getting more directly involved, not only Israel and the United States, but Syria and Jolani, who is an ally of the United States and Israel in many ways, is going to take the responsibility of protecting, quote unquote, Sunni Lebanese. And this is going to lead to potentially the destruction of Lebanon altogether, which is something that has been on the playbook, if you will, and discussed in certain circles in the United States, in Europe for many years, to create a simple Christian, quote unquote, enclave of Orthodox Christians who are aligned with the Falangists, the far right wing, and see northern Lebanon become part of a Sunni state and southern Lebanon simply annexed by Israel. So we may end up seeing Lebanon, if it goes to that radical level of conflict, using that as a pretext for this scenario that I just explained to you.
Šiitsko gibanje ima v Libanonu podporo, saj je skupina prevzela naloge, ki bi jih morale reševati uradne libanonske oblasti, kot je upravljanje bolnišnic in šol.
Lebanese people are divided, but it's not as easily defined along sectarian lines. Christians, large numbers of Sunni Muslims, and of course Shia themselves, find that Hezbollah is really the only real entity that takes on the role of a state that should be protecting its citizens from fraud, from poverty, from the aggressions of neighboring states, while the Lebanese state, in the formal sense, that is aligned with the American embassy, a very powerful entity in that circuit of Middle East politics, is seen as outsiders, as ones who are very unsympathetically, unpatriotically doing the work of foreign interests. So that's the nature of the divide in Lebanese society. So it's not along sectarian lines. Large numbers of Christians and Sunni Muslims as well find that Hezbollah has a legitimate role to play in Lebanese society as a military force as well as a provider of social services.
Kot pojasni sogovornik, prepoved Hezbolaha lahko povzroči destabilizacijo znotraj države, kar je voda na mlin ZDA in njenemu protektorjatu Izraelu.
The intent, the whole purpose of this effort by the Ayun government to demand that the Lebanese military leave southern Lebanon. And in the meantime, police the streets, tried to capture soldiers from Hezbollah or others who are trying to get to the south to defend Lebanese borders. That is specifically an attempt to create violent confrontations inside Lebanon, to divide Lebanese society again. And this is, again, likely going to lead to large incursions from Syria, from these Takfiri groups that have amassed to successfully remove Assad's government from power 2 years ago now, and now to basically enforce from the Bekaa Valley and north of Beirut a kind of fictitious peacekeeping role, which will be, in fact, a one that will further the sectarianism that is the primary tool used for many decades by first the French, then the Americans during the Cold War, and the Israelis as well. So unfortunately for Lebanese society, I think there is a great potential that we're going to see fighting between factions representing Lebanese nationalists or those who are, again, supporting Hezbollah's efforts, and then those who are going to be armed with the specific purpose of inducing sectarian conflict in that country.
Želja imperialističnih zaveznic ZDA in Izraela po destabilizaciji države sicer ni nič novega. Prepoved vojaškega delovanja Hezbolaha strani libanonske vlade je po mnenju sogovornika treba razumeti kot nadaljevanje dolgoletnega vmešavanja Zahoda v libanonsko suverenost.
They've on the same side also been very frustrated with the fact that Israel in a very arrogant way continuously threatens to not only destroy any ability of Lebanon to build as a unified society, but more importantly, to regularly target and perhaps even plunder Lebanese sovereign wealth from financing. The bank crisis a couple of years ago is directly connected to those who are now pursuing this campaign to disarm Hezbollah. That ruined large numbers of Lebanese. And they're very angry at that political class who are responsible for that. And again, Tom Barrack and others who represent the Americans and the Israeli interests are strongly supporting that class of actors who have ruined the lives of Lebanese middle classes and the poor for generations now. So many see what Hezbollah has done, in many ways, take on the role of the state, since the state is not going to defend Lebanese sovereignty. Since the Lebanese state has been created and its military has been created to serve as a policing mechanism to try to suppress Lebanese, Palestinian, any other efforts to try to address crimes being committed on behalf of the Americans and Israelis.
Združene države in Izrael, pa tudi Saudova Arabija, si želijo nadzorovati zlasti južni del Libanona, kjer so nahajališča zemeljskega plina. Več o interesih neokolonizatork, da si prilastijo libanonske naravne vire, sogovornik.
We should always keep in mind that there is a political economic dynamic to all of this. Again, Lebanon, especially the southern maritime borders and that extend out to Cyprus, is filled with hundreds of billions of dollars worth of gas, oil. It is also long been used as a hub for financial schemes that what we would call money laundering. Now, it's been Gulf money, so Saudi, especially Saudis, this is why they've been long invested in Lebanese politics. But there is now a push, much like what happened with Gaza, there is now a push to take over southern Lebanon, not only for its water resources, but also for its offshore oil and gas resources, and perhaps to, quote unquote, develop the coastal areas, which is considered to be underdeveloped or underutilized, largely because of war for these many decades. So if Israeli Tom Barrack and the Trump people, who are all property developers, right? Jared Kushner and Barrack and Witkoff and Trump, they're all property developers. And they've set up a plan to to make Gaza into a kind of zone of construction and casinos and shopping malls. And most likely this is the agenda they have for the areas north of what is today the Israeli-Lebanese border. So this is something that for your listeners to also think about, that there are economic calculations at play. It is not ideological. It may not even be sectarian or religious, but it certainly has a lot of money at stake for those who want to take advantage of the destruction of Palestine, the destruction of Lebanon as sovereign entities.
Nič novega torej v delovanju ameriške imperializacije, ki poleg omogočenja genocida v Gazi in napadov na Iran, zdaj sionistično tvorbo svoje kremplje ponovno steguje tudi po Libanonu. Offside je pripravil Petek.